Nothing can derail the peace train. Bert J. Kempner. Some, perhaps most, might call Sarah Salinger naive and the permanent wearer of rose-colored glasses. After attending a summer camp in the U.S. that brings together Israeli and Palestinian youths, she returns to her homeland convinced that peace can prevail in the region if more people committed to seeing and hearing one another deeply. Not even a shattering personal tragedy can deflect her from this path. If this premise seems too hard to swallow, I assure you that Renee Molin Masters will make a believer out of you. I strongly urge you to give this inspired tale of love and hope a try. 5 out of 5 stars. Wow, just wow. Kim Terry Schwarz. If you want a book with substance, something to pile up and become engrossed with, this is the book for you. The fact that it's a love story, too, not just between a boy and a girl, but also between cultures who typically grow up hating each other. This is the book for you. Well done, Renee Molin Masters. 5 out of 5 stars. Can't Put Down. By Mike Colakinney. The struggle of love and hate is so well portrayed in this book. To see what these two cultures are going through daily, and the change that a new generation are trying to make, is simply awesome. I'm not an emotional person, but I could not help but tear up numerous times in this book. The wording is so well thought out, you cannot help but feel what the author is trying to show. What an amazingly well-written book. I hope to meet the author one day. A Moving and Powerful Story by Ellen Crane. This book offers hope for the world. That peace can be built, one relationship at a time, when we truly listen to understand one another. Although the story revolves around the Israeli-Palestinian divide, the ideas can be used in our communities and families as well. I found the story very moving and the characters engaging. If you want a story about the power of forgiveness, this book is for you. 5 out of 5 stars. Loved all the characters and the beautiful picture of forgiveness. A Kindle customer. Just finished reading Peace Train. Very powerful message of the potential we have to make peace if we build bridges by getting to know people instead of walls that divide because of prejudice, traditions, generations of hatred, etc. Loved all the characters and the beautiful picture of forgiveness and healing. Great book and proud to know the author. 5 out of 5 stars. In love. As a student, I don't usually have time to read. However, this one really caught my attention, and after reading it, I shall recommend this to you. Beautiful narration, amazing plot, and a great way to start your day with a nice book. I loved it. 5 out of 5 stars. 5-star novel on Amazon. By Life Changer. This book was a great read. It had me glued to each and every line. This author made me feel every emotion in this novel. We'll definitely tell others to buy this book. 5 out of 5 stars. 5 stars. By Saljen. Definitely a 5-star for me. 5 out of 5 stars. Carrying the Importance of Love and Acceptance by M. Powell. Carrying the Importance of Love and Acceptance, this was an eye-opening story for me. It unveiled a new perspective of religious warfare mixed with an underlying message of love and hope. Following these young people who've been raised in very different homes and ideals, falling in love and becoming family against all odds, based off an experience where they were stripped of societal labels, was a beautiful experience, and one I would recommend to persons of any age. When a person is allowed to say what they feel honestly, and if it is received by another, then things change. I believe that love is what does the changing. 5 out of 5 stars. Magical and inspiring. Elizabeth Lamy, former Good Morning America correspondent, Dr. Oz correspondent, Washington Post columnist, and host of the Easy Money podcasts. Renee Molin Masters' book, Peace Train, is magic. In these divisive times, the book is just what we need. Why can't we all be just like the young people in this book and learn to get along? I'm fascinated that the author says this book just came to her. Maybe it is magic. Not just an inspiration, but a great read. James, Internet Marketer. The Peace Train book was amazing. After reading the book, I did a friendship pod moment with my 12-year-old son. I don't think I've ever sat and listened to my son that long without interrupting. We connected in a whole new way.
Thank you.